Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. So today's topic is buyer gets cold feet purchasing a dental office right after vacation, volume 2. We'll talk about the events which occurred. So now, as you know, we're going to be in over 22 states we're involved with now. And we're now available you from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. every day except Christmas and Easter. So please call us. Our number is 201-663-0935. And our email is Dental Practice Guide, or our website, dentalpracticeguide.com, or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Just give us a call. I'd be more than happy to work with you. Now, also, as you know, this information is for entertainment purposes, not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please call us. We work with them all. We know who they are, who the best ones are, who's having trouble, who's paying the highest yield. Please give us a call. And when we work with the DSOs, bring them to your practice, they'll pay our commission. Vast majority of the time, almost always. I've done that multiple times. And when you work with us, we'll reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. So call us and we will tell you how that program works. Some criteria has to be followed, but very minor. So getting back to it, this is volume 2. If I just made a tape a few weeks ago, volume 1, I'll call it, where the seller got cold feet while going on vacation. Completely changed the whole deal because they sit and they think about it. That's what happens. Too much free time. And what it does, it creates inertia. They don't go forward, and they don't sell the practice. The buyer, he doesn't go forward, or she doesn't go forward. They just stay where they are, keep working with somebody else, hoping for a change, I guess. I don't know what they do. But this happens on a frequent basis. It's close to five out of six times on the last 14 years when a buyer or seller were going on vacation, 5 out of 6 times, they backed away. They did not proceed forward with the sale of the dental practice, did not buy the dental practice as far as a buyer goes. It just happens. It's time, it's thinking. Somebody talks to them on the plane, someone talks to them on the beach, someone gets in the ear, or they just start guessing in their head, worrying about the future. Whereas a dental office success rate, when you buy a dental office, it's 99.75% success rate as based on one of the large banks' study. That's why bankers still give you 100% of gross, because you're a very, very good risk. Whereas restaurants have like an 80-85% failure rate in the first 5 years. Dental office is 99.5% success rate. So remember that. You're in a fantastic profession. So this happened again. This buyer goes on vacation. I don't know where it went. Goes on vacation. 8 or 9 days later says, I don't want to proceed forward. When asked, what happened? Oh, nothing. I just don't think it's right. I don't want to go forward. They have too much time to think. It's downtime. And not necessarily making the right decision, but sort of overthinking the decision is what the problem is. Overthinking, overplanning. There is no perfect dental practice. No perfect buyer, no perfect seller. It's just not out there. But some of them want to continue looking and looking and looking. I say to the buyer, did you get in cold feet? Buy one of them. And keep looking for your ideal one. Now, if you find it, it's great. Then you can just sell this one or have 2 practices. But sell this one. That's all. Just sell it. And go buy your other one. But get in the game. The game is, you know, you're saving 25% of your income when you work for yourself. That's 25%. It's a lot of money. Because of legitimate business write-offs and deductions. So something to pay attention to. But whenever you have a buyer or seller in this situation, make sure that they are not going on vacation right during your negotiations of the practice sale. I don't know why, but for me, it's 5 out of 6 times it went south. did not work out well. So just be careful of that. All right, thank you. If you like the information, hit the subscribe button. And we should have these audios coming out, audio tapes coming out quite often. Maybe once a week, twice a week. Thank you.